Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. So in this episode, the one thing I want to talk about the most right now is I've been thinking about it just a little bit. I've been thinking about, first off, cashback rewards are a great way, in my opinion, in my unhumble opinion, to kind of counteract inflation. And hear me out. So I look at each of my credit cards as an extension to my source bank account, right? So I never use money I don't have. I make sure that if I don't have the money, I ain't using credit. I mean, if I was really desperate, then yes, I would use my credit to buy groceries and whatever. But I never put myself in that position. Like, I do everything I can to be the all-natural cheap ass that you've all grown to love and hate. And the point is, the thing I'm trying to do is I'm constantly investing, right? So the cashback rewards are kind of an incentive for me to continue to invest. I honestly, like, for instance, when I pay my cable bill, my internet bill, I'm going to get, if I think about it, it's almost like getting a dividend because I'm getting like 1.5% cash back every single time I pay the bill. So in a weird way, I'm getting rewarded for something that I'm already paying. So I figure what I can do is I have a whole bunch of cards that I've signed up for recently. One, I actually got Citibank, the Citi card is one of them. The double cashback rewards with no annual fee, Discover, no annual fee. That's pretty cool. The only one that does have an annual fee that I do have currently is the Quicksilver One Platinum Rewards. That one's a little bit frustrating because I got it when I had fair credit. So I didn't exactly qualify for the one that had a $0 annualized fee. So I have to currently settle for the $39 annual fee, but that's okay. Truth be told, for the time being, I'll do it for one more year if I have to. You know, I got like 5% cash back on certain things through the Discover card. The Citibank one though is the most appealing because you get paid cash back every time you pay off your card. I mean, how cool is that? So you get 1% cash back for, you know, whatever you were purchasing to begin with, and then when you pay your card, whatever amount you pay it off, you get 1% cash back right then and there. So it's like the advantages are almost unlimited on what you can do. So I basically use, these are the only cards that I get. The only credit cards I own are the ones that give me cashback rewards. That's it. I don't own any other types. The only ones I think you should own, in my unhumble opinion, as I always say, is just the cashback rewards cards. That would be your best bet any day of the week, 24/7. Trying to think what else. I think just being able to, you know, honestly, I feel like I'm helping people by making these videos, truth be told. I know I could be a little bit of a cocky bastard, but truth be told, I really just want to help everybody out there and just try to help you guys grow and learn what you can do to better your credit, to be smarter about the way that you're living. So yeah, having credit cards and having cashback rewards is a great way not only to improve my credit, but I don't know, just a lot of things, man. It's just, I don't know. The way I look at it is like this. If you're going to have credit cards, make sure they have no annual fee and make sure they give you cashback rewards, especially if you know for a fact that you yourself have the ability, the mind to handle a credit card. And honestly, it's all about how you look at a credit card. I don't look at it as a credit card. I look at it as an extension to my current bank account. Therefore, if I don't have the money in my bank account, I'm not going to use it. I ain't going to use the credit card. I'm only using it as a cashback reward system. So I think of it as an extension to my debit card attached to my bank. If I don't have the fucking funds in my bank, I ain't doing it. That's just the truth. And I do keep tabs on all of the amounts that I spend. And I'm just really good at not spending money. I'm just too Jewish. I'm just a Jewish man. And the best way to not spend money is just to not spend money, you know? Just realize that you're an investor first and a consumer second. If you change your priority structures on how you look at the current economy, are you a consumer first and an investor second, or even an investor at all, even? Or are you an investor first and a consumer very dead last? I consider myself a consumer almost dead last. I try to spend money as little as I can. I try to live off necessity and utility. You know, I need food, obviously. I need, you know, running water. I need all sorts of things, right? And the way I look at it is I'm a utilitarian for sure, without a freaking doubt. And I think that's just the best way to live. It's the smartest way to live if you want to know the truth. I don't know. I gotta check one of my bills. I realize so this is probably a little unprofessional of me, but I do like to occasionally check my bills when I'm doing a show. But yeah, no, just being responsible. I mean, look, I guess I could lead by example. Clearly I'm responsible in using my smartphone to pay my bills and look at my bills and double check everything. Yeah, my bills are all pretty much paid off. That's awesome. The point is, if you really want to know the truth to pure success and pure happiness, it is understanding your finances and getting that shit straight. Because look, nobody wants to worry about money. We have so many things that we have to worry about in life. We have to worry about our health. We have to worry about other people's health, livelihoods, you know. Luckily, I've learned to embrace pain. This is something pain, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm in pain all day. But there are times where I am in discomfort, you know, mentally. Sometimes mentally I don't feel right, but most of the time I do. And a lot of it used to be because of a bad diet. I've actually improved my diet, oddly enough. My girlfriend has been a huge inspiration in a lot of it. In fact, if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't. Now, I'm not saying my diet's drastically improved. I'm just eating less than I normally would. Really is all it boils down to. I mean, I eat fruits. I don't eat a shit ton of vegetables, sadly. I probably should. But yeah, I'm just trying to be as cognizant of what I'm putting in my body, basically. And just being as smart as I can, and smarter I am about it, the better. I'm trying to put in more high-quality foods in my body. Trying to drink less alcohol. That's a big deal. I noticed that I was getting a bit of a beer gut because I've been drinking too much. Even Coors Light is a bit much. I was starting to think I might switch to, like, what do you call those? Like, the White Claw, the seltzers. And everybody's got a seltzer these days, so I might pick and choose the one I like. I saw that Michelob Ultra has a hard seltzer. And I might go for a Michelob Ultra hard seltzer. I'm actually contemplating it. I might go to Walmart right now and buy some. But, you know, at the end of the day, what everything really boils down to is choices. It's choices, choices, choices. I chose to do push-ups earlier. I've been really getting lazy on my workout routines. You know, and my girlfriend, another inspiration for me to get back into my workout routines. She's been doing a lot of cool stuff. You know, she's been walking everywhere, doing the right things, and, you know, she's been trying to cut weight, but mainly for her own health. And I realize that maybe I'm getting a little too big myself. I feel like when I look at myself in the camera, you know, I'm noticing, yeah, I'm a little bit pudgy. I am feeling, I am kind of a big boy though. I mean, I do got a bit of a frame on me, but I could stand to lose some fat. I could stand to cut some weight for sure. As my boy Lambo would say, he'd be like, my buddy Lambert would just call me a fat ass, but, but no, I think, you know, it's really just trying to be a healthy weight, I guess. I don't want to be like a skinny twig. You know, I don't want to be an anorexic guy. I also attribute it to me being part Mexican. So I am like a quarter Hispanic, but I also know that when Hispanic men eat a lot, like myself, we tend to pudge out. I know I don't look Hispanic, but trust me, I'm very Hispanic in certain areas. But love burritos, and I definitely pudge out when I eat a fucking Dorito. No, I do tend to pudge out, though. And it's one of those things, man, that my body retains a lot of those fats for later. And it's kind of a smart thing to do that my body does, but I also have to be mindful of that, because it could get unhealthy really fast if I keep on eating too much. So I do have to maintain a good exercise routine, even if it means walking around and just being as active as I can is the smartest thing to do. So, but I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. I'm going to cut this particular episode short and just kind of do what I do. But I want to thank you guys once again. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay sexy, and just have an incredible rest of the day. Later.